The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
And welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This is a comedy podcast. It's on the internet, wouldn't you know? You can consume it with your headphones or your car speakers. Maybe even Alexa, or Alexander, whatever one you prefer. And you know what's going to be kind of that comedy ingredients are? It's, I would say, reviews from the internet. From Amazon.
Liberally sprinkled.
I wouldn't even say sprinkled. We're putting that shit in the...
Chucking it.
In the food processor and slapping it.
Smashing it with our fists. Psh, 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 psh,
psh, psh, psh. We take those reviews from Google, we mash them into a paste in our fist, and we chew it up in our mouths, and then we baby bird it back to you. And that's sort of a funny comedy show. Don't make the... No! the noise made it real! I could start, or you could start with a review this week for the comedy.
Oh, just start.
Just start.
Just start.
I just got to get this one off my chest. I just got to get this one out of here. This is a review from Amazon for Weezer. Amazon just calls it Weezer Blue Album.
Okay.
Not Weezer self-titled. They just straight up come out and say it. All right. We know everyone's calling it the Blue Album. Have we seen it? Everyone's
searching. This isn't Weezer. This is Blue Album.
This is Blue Album. All right. It's the one. But don't take it from me. Take it from Ford Maddox Prefect. The greatest version of this album. Oh, this was a vinyl, by the way.
Okay.
The Amazon was
fancy.
Kind enough to list that. It's Weezer's eponymous Blue Album, which is a perfect album for vinyl, since there's not a single skippable track. The sound is great. Each instrument comes through as if Weezer's performing live in the living room with you. The biggest change from the original vinyl release is the track list. Surfwax America has been moved from the first track on side 2 to the last track on side 1. So now you have 6 tracks on side 1 and 2 on side 2. The first time I listened, I got ready to flip the record after Undone. Then Surfwax America came blasting through. It's perfect, though, because the 4 cuts on side 2 take on a much more unified feel than when Surfwax was on side 2. Also, it balances the side length better. I actually like the track listing better, flipping the disc after Surfwax. Overall, an excellent pressing of a great album. 5 stars.
Dude's name's Pavlov. He's been trained to... It's time to flip that disc.
Once Rivers is finished talking about that damn that sweater...
It's time to flip the disc.
Once he hears the last oh-yo-yo, he's ready to flip that sucker. Yeah, I thought a lot of people are very particular. They hone in on one detail in their review, and this detail was so wow to me.
I could give some benefit. I could hoist up the old benefit of the doubt backpack and say, here you go, reviewer, because I know I do some album listens, or even just like, here's a mix CD I made you. And once one song ends, I'm like, I already hear the next song. And so then when I hear that song in the wild, I'm like, I'm ready for that next song. What's going on? And I kind of flip out.
Mm-hmm.
But I instead don't want to talk about that at all. I just want to ponder what good old Dr. Pavlov would have done. If he didn't have just like a little bell to ring at his dog, but he had Weezer instead.
He wanted the cats to salivate. He played in the garage.
That song is not great. I'm sorry.
You don't like the garage?
No, I don't.
I like what I do like about it is you don't know if he's saying it's hard to tell how much he's enunciating. Is he saying in the garage or is he saying in the garage?
Either
garage.
There are little bits of that song that's okay, but that is not a that one doesn't do it for me. I'm sorry, fam.
Would you say that that one's a skipper?
That's a skipper, yeah. Hey, little buddy, skipper? Yeah, it's a skipper.
Oh, this guy's got skippers on the Blue Album. Folks, get them! Get them, Weezer fans! You don't want to make these Weezer fans, man, dude. I'm looking at the track listing. The thing, My Name is Jonas and Say It Ain't So are so good.
Keepers, for sure. I know you're not big on Buddy Holly. I do appreciate the Buddy.
It's good. It's good. It's just okay. Not. It's like, you know, when your favorite band, it's the popular song. It's not. Mm-hmm. Buddy Holly is not a skipper by any means. Whereas, like, Beverly Hills is a much bigger offender of, like, shit Weezer songs everyone likes reason. Beverly Hills, that one's nasty. Say It Ain't So, that's what I was saying when Beverly Hills was on the radio all the time. Bow, 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 bow. Weezers need more songs that... Yeah, need more songs that are just blowing out your little speakers there. I don't know. I just had to share that really nitpicky.
Yeah, Weezer. Maybe I just... Not being a vinyl...
I think he's right. That looking at the track grouping, you should split mm-hmm. Surfwax from Say It Ain't So. That is a jarring jump.
Different energy, different tone. Keep that pop all on one side, then flip to the.
Right, Buddy Holly, Undone Sweater Song, and Surfwax America. Now that I look at them, are a tight little package to get you through the middle of the album.
You're breezing right there.
Mm-hmm. And then Say It Ain't So, I don't know, that's going to leave you feeling weird. And then you just sort of got the extras after that.
Yeah.
Throw In the Garage. Holiday's pretty good. I do like Holiday. Only in Dreams, though, that's just the Sweezer's got to end their albums on a long, sad song. That's just the rules.
8 minutes of something.
Something. Dreams, I guess. Only in Dreams. Okay, stop me from singing the Blue Album and give me a review.
Yeah, I've got an Amazon review for Zenooze's Power Twister Flex Bar, the ultimate upper body exercise equipment for strengthening your chest workout, shoulders, biceps, arms, forearms, strengthener, resorte para hacer ejercicio. Excuse me. That's just that's the product name. It is like a spring-like bar with grippy handles on either end, that in essence you try and bend that spring,
like Beckham.
Bend it like Beckham. Bend it like it's just like a, as if you were a mustachioed bodybuilder just bending bits of iron, but this bit of iron bends back into its shape because it is in fact a spring, and not just iron.
Sure,
I can send you a picture.
Sure. Okay, let's visualize together.
It's a springy bar that you bend a lot.
Yeah, it makes you strong and tough.
That's the theory. I've got this review from Charlie G here. Titles their review, Not for the Young at Heart with Bad Shoulders, LOL. Charlie G writes, I like this product. It will all work out for me in the end. When I first tried it, I thought they sent me the strongest one they had. After examining it, I figured out there was not a steel bar in the middle, and it actually would bend. LOL. Sometimes I forget I am old and weak. But this product will definitely help my shoulders, given time. If anyone else runs into this type of problem, all you need to do is go to your hardware store and get you a 1 1/4 inch hard PVC pipe, 1 foot sections. This makes it easier for me to bend and will eventually help me work up strength I need to use the thing without any help. Great product. I wish I had one of these a long time ago. I might not have the problems I have now. It will work. 5 stars.
Stop me. Stop me if I'm being ridiculous. But anything I need to buy PVC pipe for to make it work, I'll pass. I'll find the option that I can get going without a PVC pipe modification.
Yeah. Yeah. Generally, if you're DIYing with some PVC pipe, something's a little off the charted path.
Yeah, man. The moment I'm sticking a PVC pipe out the back of my computer, I would rather just get a new computer. Doesn't matter what.
Scientifically, it makes sense. You're like expanding. You're using it as a lever. You're expanding that surface area. The tension goes down the longer the thing is that you have to bend. I get why it works.
Sure. I understand. We understand the physics of the situation of the PVC pipe.
I appreciate the dad-like advice of, quote, get you a one-in-one, not just get a, just get you.
When our generation becomes dad, the dad-like advice is going to be, fuck this product. This one is one you don't need with PVC pipe additions.
I checked the reviews. This one's cherry.
Listen, I tried this one, not juicing. Over here, this one juicing. This one needed PVC pipe, therefore, moot. One star, goodbye, and not a worthy product. And, you know, maybe I'm harsh. Maybe I was forged in the irons of capitalism, and I want the corporations to compete and destroy each other. Or maybe I'm asking for a monopoly. Only products. We need one company that makes products that don't need PVC pipe. Or maybe big PVC can't handle that. Maybe this guy's an op. Okay, I've come full circle. This guy just works for big PVC. This is a fake review.
I'll check his other reviews, see if there's any, like, see if there's a breadcrumb for us to follow.
No, he's like a undercover cop. He's got to leave some normal reviews. Yeah, he's done this before. He's got hundreds of accounts, all with like 6 or 7 normal reviews, and then one review, hawking PVC pipe hard.
Well, I don't know. He's got the dad energy to just... Here's a review for a carburetor, just the title. There ain't no zeros, so I'll give you a one.
Yep. Sounds like, almost like he's trying really hard to show you I'm just a regular dad.
Reading from a script.
Not a dude working for big PVC.
Reading from the old Things Dads Say book.
The TDSB, dude. Everyone's got one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got a review for a propane adapter. Yeah, this
straight is out of straight Hank out Hill.
Straight out of Central Dad Casting.
Yeah, dude, that's big PVC. Thought you could pull a fast one on reviewparty.com. I don't think so.
Not going to happen.
Not even close. I have a review to move us around here. This one, I don't think... This one might be by an op, too. We'll figure it out. This one's from Amazon. All right, this is a Creative Explosion by Creative Explosion. It is an Amazon app. I think it's a puzzle game. It looks like a off-brand Angry Birds. Angry Birds without the birds. You just get the click. Okay. There's no sort of slingshot. You're just clicking on structures. But Lego Girl has this to say. They title it, "Is there a demolition expert in the house?" They write, "Who doesn't love watching buildings explode and implode? In this game, your goal is to strategically place bombs to topple buildings. The idea is simple, but getting it done properly will require more than just tapping the screen. For each building, there are parameters to follow. Bombs can only be placed in certain areas, and the rubble pile must fall at a certain height. And with just like real building demolition, failed attempts help you learn by experience and the most efficient ways to get the building to fall properly. You have the options to turn off sound and music, but I didn't need to do that either. There's also an option for vibration so you can feel the buildings rumble down. Plenty of levels and different buildings to challenge you. There are pop-up ads at certain points and I even got an actual commercial once. I enjoyed the game enough to put up with these minor annoyances. 4 stars.
No, not worth it.
Another product gets the not worth it the review party, not worth it, a stamp of disapproval.
Maybe it's just me, but like these days, how about a game on? Maybe I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth because I was playing Pokemon Unite. Well, no, I played it on my Switch. I just downloaded it on my phone so I could get a special Pikachu or something.
The classic, you download it on one platform and, hey, we have a thing going on, but it's only on mobile. Sorry.
Yeah. I just don't get games to play on my phone these days. The last game I can remember, I guess I did the Super Mario Run a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the last phone game I remember putting any amount of time into was like Jelly Car in like 2010.
Jelly Car.
Maybe the knockoff Risk game or something.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a mobile game hater myself. And I do, as we feature on the show, I do play Marvel Snap. But it's like purposely...
That's like a time filler.
It's an anti-mobile game, mobile game. You know, I love it's got snappy, quick games. There's no, you know what, know what it is for me? There's no little fucking energy meter that lets you play the game so much. That is insanity. That needs to be banned.
I'm guessing it doesn't have ads either, other than for like in-app purchases.
Yes, that's another big one. Marvel Snap has no ads, except they have their own marketplace. It's on one tab. You could literally never look at it if you didn't want to.
Yeah, I can't be bothered. I just want to play Moncala, okay? I want to move some little dang beans from I don't know what the technical Moncala term is, but from dish to dish. I'm going to be served an ad. Just play Moncala, okay? I don't have the time for that anymore. There are far too many things on my phone that can distract me, and a game doesn't need to be it.
I'm to the point where a game being free on mobile is almost a red flag. Or if I'm like going on a trip or something and I need a mobile game, I'm like, I'm gonna have some downtime, a lot of hurry up and wait, I need a mobile game. I'm just gonna buy like a $5.99 remake of some old RPG or something, because I know I'm not gonna get bombarded with bullshit or like, oh, finally I can sit down and play this game, I got 20 minutes to kill, perfect. And then it's like, oh yeah, you used up all your energy earlier, you can't play, lol. That's crazy.
Delete.
Especially because it's like, oh yeah, you could pay $5 to keep playing. But it's like, that's how much I could pay for another game to play forever.
Yeah. Just give me a game I can play.
Probably my last game I played was The Clash of Clans. The mobile game, The Clash of Clans. And I remember I was in a little guild and they're readying up for a thing. And I was like, hey guys, I'm going to Japan. I don't know when I'm getting my internet going, but I'll be back in a few weeks or something. Never download that game again. So either I'm taking up a dead spot in a dead guild, or they kicked my ass out as soon as I said that and turned off the app. Waiting. They're like, he's not coming back. They knew. They're smarter than that. Do you have a review?
I do. Trying to remember what this. I just have a screenshot. It's from whatever stupid doctor app. ZocDoc. It's got to be from ZocDoc.
It's got to be from ZocDoc.com.
Yeah, look at that. I got a ZocDoc. I saw a commercial for ZocDoc, and people, I'll find the perfect doctor on my smartphone, because that's how we need to do things nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
We're over games on phones. We're doing doctor's appointments on phones. Right.
I got no time for games. I got 37 doctor's appointments to make so I can get that achievement.
I have a review, of course, anytime they're health related, whether it's WebMD or anything like this, it's anonymous reviewers for good reason.
And we also have to remind people, we are not doctors. We had a disclaimer at the beginning of the podcast saying, don't listen to anything we're saying. It's jokes.
We're nothing. I'm certainly not Dr. Alayla Dawlatshahi, DDS. She's a dentist. I can't claim to be a dentist.
No.
I'm just a tooth admirer.
I'm a tist at best.
Here is just someone's verified patient's review of Dr. Alayla. They write, this, unfortunately, was one of the most frustrating and painful dentist appointments I've ever had. The dental assistants were very rough with everything they did on me. resulting in a lot of pain and a sore mouth for a few days. The doctor didn't explain anything and even responded to one of my questions of why something was happening with, quote, I don't know, physics. Overall, it was a very poor experience and I will not be returning. As 1 star overall, 2 stars for bedside manner, 4 stars for wait time. All right.
Snappy. The torture session was snappy. They get you in and out.
Hey, you... With a smile on their face, not yours.
Man, that is literally so many people's worst nightmare, and it, yeah. Not far from mine. Ugh.
I think we've talked about it. I love going to the dentist.
I don't mind it either, really.
Getting that little pat on the back. Ooh, you're doing a great job. Actually, the last time I went, the hygienist is like, oh, I can see you're trying so hard. You should use an electric toothbrush. You're working too hard. I'm like, that's not what I want to hear. No. The gums. You got to be careful around the gums.
You got to be careful around the gums. Unless you have gingivitis, then you need to you need to decimate. You need to go scorched. You need to treat your bristles as like artillery. Decimating the area.
Almost like a scraper for your car's ice.
Right. But there's a certain point where you just start to sort of, they just start to sort of deteriorate under the aggressive teeth whitening advance.
I think that's because of physics.
It's because of physics. Yeah, you know what I like about the dentist? That I don't think most people like.
Trying to talk with fingers in your mouth?
No, I just give up. I just go, I just figure out pretty quickly I'm not game to chit-chat while they're fucking diddling in there. I just send out the vibe, the sort of, the pheromones that I don't want to fucking talk right now. But I do like when they ask the question, what flavor fluoride do you want? That's because I love that big, when they put the big like mouth guard full of goo in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Everything in my life should point to me not liking that. But I really like the mouth guard full of goo for some reason.
It's so satisfying. Like, because it oozes all around your teeth, but it's all, you just get the soft bite of it.
And I kind of feel like they take care of you so much when that's in your mouth, unlike usually. They're ready to vacuum up the excess. They got a little rinse. They got the whole, they got like 17 people working in your mouth on, you know, different shifts to make sure you're all comfy during this weird little thing. And I'm just like, I just love artificial banana flavor, guys. I could just chill on this artificial banana flavor all day.
Give me some grape.
The grape is the other good one for sure. Strawberry, get out of here. That's like noob bait, dude. That's like, strawberry's a trap.
Yeah, I don't know, there's something about it that feels like a guilty pleasure almost. Like it's scratching some childhood itch. it's a piece of styrofoam and something that is shockingly sweet and flavored. Like, I don't know. Kids shampoo almost. Like, this smells so good. I just want to put it in my mouth, but I know I can't.
You got a candle that just tastes like, that smells like candy.
Yes. And you wanna,
that wax is sitting there.
I can't even, I'm too giddy to even speak.
The forbidden snacks.
But this is a snack that is just administered to you. It's for your own good.
They have oxygen bars, right? Where you like.
They do.
Where you can like.
Flavored oxygen?
Yeah, you turn on like different scents with the oxygen and stuff. Man, they should. That's just like. That's what I get. You know, I can't afford to go to an oxygen bar, but go to the dentist every now
dentist.
And then. Get to pick my artificial flavor of the day. I fuck with that super hard.
Styrofoam trash in my mouth. Do it. I'm gonna chew just a little bit on it.
It's sort of the opposite of the going to the orthodontist and getting the mold done experience. That is hell.
Yeah.
That's
with the hot wax.
Yeah, and
you know, bite into this sucker.
Bite on this sucker, and it's just. Yeah, you're gonna gag. That's what they don't tell you, like, oh, you might get, you're going to gag. You're going to gag on this. It's gonna be unpleasant. It's gonna taste like a rubber eraser. We're gonna just wrench on your mouth while it's in there. Yeah. But it looks cute. The little mold does look cute when it's done. He showed me mine. Look how far you've come. You used to be a little freak like this. Now you're just kind of less freakish. Thanks, Doc. I think we got to take a break now. We're getting close to childhood trauma.
I love it.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt. Hello and welcome back to the episode, because it's a Brent segment week. Let's go. Yeah, usually Matt just gets cheers when he names the segment. I get cheers when it's me and when I name the segment. Easy. Steaming pile of reviews. What else could it be?
Love it.
At just last week, almost a week to the day of recording, Baldur's Gate 3 fully released. I think you would call it a CRPG, just sort of classic RPG.
Okay.
It's D&D. You're playing D&D, where the dungeon master is a computer and all the party members are also computers. But I played it a few hours. It gives a very D&D like feeling for sure. Lots of decision making, lots of special little treat, you know. Oh, you're a warlock? Here's a special little warlock dialogue that's a little cute warlocky type stuff. But don't take it from me. Take it from the very funny people on Steam. Usually I take a while to curate some of the funniest reviews, but I was scrolling through these and I was just like, these are all funny. There's no reason to curate because it's just a list of funny reviews.
Straight bangers.
This first one is from Medkey. They have 86.5 hours on review. 6 hours at time of review. 5 hours in and just finished choosing my race. We'll update in a few days when my character is complete. Update. I have born from my bosom a Mephisto tiefling cleric that specializes in the life domain. On this day, I grant them the name Me Healy. Recommended. Bayou Raccoon. 51.5 hours on record, 2 hours at time of review. I don't care about the bear thing. I'm actually here to fuck the dragons. Recommended. For those who don't know, the game got a lot of press when it was in early access because one of the romance options is a druid, and if you play your cards right, your little romance cutscene, they saunter in, not in a scantily clad outfit, like in a la Mass Effect, but as a bear, as a fully fledged grizzly bear.
I've heard a bit about that. Also, the character creator, I heard a bit about, just like... You modify more than how tall they are. You can
something else. The height of a third leg.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. There's a bit of controversy because you know there's nudity in the game, and a lot of people stream the game. They like to do first react streams. I stream the game, twitch.tv/globstream. Shout out. But the first thing the game asks you is, hey, there's nudity. Do you want nudity or do you want to turn that off? And there's even a follow-up question. It's like, how much nudity do you want? So I was like, there's people watching this. The twitchy, no likey, titties and weenies.
Put it on a PG, maybe.
And I put it on the old PG-13 setting and I was ready to go. But apparently the big warning at the beginning was not worth reading. But Totino's Pizza Boy writes, can throw children at other children. Recommended.
Yeah.
Kevlar says, bro, I'm still waiting for Baldur's to open this gate, man. It's been three games now. Recommended. Don't know what I'm doing. Despite their name, has some advice. They write, play your way. Don't use a guide. Just feel the world react to your choices. Hit people with salami. Recommended.
That's freedom.
Ew. 90% hit chance. Miss. 90% hit chance. Miss. 90% hit chance. Miss. You have died. Recommended. Foibles writes, a scene of a vampire having sex with a druid that shapeshifted into a bear shot this game up 70 places in my top-selling list. Glad to be part of the community. 10 out of 10. Recommended. Their profile picture is the bear I've seen now. So they're really a big fan.
That is a fan.
Dungeon Lich titles their review. Great early access. Can't wait for my grandkids to play this when it comes out. Recommended. It came out. Old joke. Keith, this one kind of wraps it up nicely. I can finally play D&D alone because I don't have friends. Recommended.
No. That's sad. Is it like turn-based combat?
Turn-based top-down. Oh. Actually, when you play controller, it's over the shoulder with mouse and keyboard top-down. But yeah, very turn-based, very like you get one move, an action, a free action.
Got it.
A turn. It's got the like you can use this spell once a day system. Very old school. Even though it uses, I think, 5th edition D&D, which is actually probably less than 5 years old. Still, feels quite old school.
Respect.
Lady Kareen says, this game sucks. It's too good. It makes all other games sort of pointless. Now I only have one game to play, and the AAA developers don't want to make more games this good. The bar is too high. Gaming is over. 10 out of 10, best game ever, but at what cost? Recommended.
That's a slippery slope there.
Coney sort of makes Coney another good joke, so I'll say it again. Tony2012 says, I used a child as a weapon. Recommended.
I gotta see that.
Uwoo says, there is sex. Recommended. Zin says, the worm in my brain says, it is good. Recommended. Which the first thing that happens here in your game, you make a character, you see your character wake up out of a sort of pod, an eldritch pod, and a mind flayer comes over and puts a worm in your brain.
I see.
And then puts a bunch of other, so you're just like walking through, you know, trying to do your D&D, save yourself from this being a mind flayer slave stuff, and you run into somebody and go, and you both have a headache. And then you like brain link because you got brain worms together.
That's wild.
This one didn't age well at all. Yor says, game of the year 2026 incoming. Recommended. looks like it came out a little quicker than that. I think I'll leave with this one. Lots of funny and good reviews for this very good game. It's so refreshing to play a game where the focus isn't on min-maxing and being the best at combat, but truly just role-playing and making decisions based on what your character would do.
Mm-hmm.
Refreshing. But fuck all that. Artem Ryoshi recommends the game. They write, you can pick up rats.
We need that more in games.
We need more pick-upable rats and rodents, I think.
It's a sick concept. There's got to be rats everywhere.
There's got to be a rat. You got a review?
Yeah. Do we want a Trip Advisor or just a Google?
Why not just a Google?
Yeah, I'm feeling just a Google. I'll save the TripAdvisor. I got a Google review for the Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport. Folks like me just know it as MKE. It's the airport. It's in Milwaukee. It's planes go there, and sometimes they leave.
I like that airport. I got a lot of history with that airport.
Yeah, I'm trying. The one time I said I'd drive someone to the airport from Kenosha, and I'm heading out towards the highway, and I'm like, hang on. Did you say Mitchell or Midway? They're like, oh, Midway. I'm like, oh, God, no.
That is not what you signed up for.
Yeah, not quite the same distance from good old K-Town. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We're here to hear what Jordan Dean has to say. Jordan writes, management recently took out all the water fountains and replaced with water vending machines at $6, dollars a water. You had dollar signs as well as dollars spelled out, so I'm saying $6, dollars a water. Not one bubbler in the D terminal, and there used to be several. See photo for where they capped them at the wall. What a criminal move. One star. There is indeed a photo of just like, well, let me copy it. Not that you don't know what the lack of drinking fountains looks like, but now you know. It's a sad sight. However, there was a response.
That is sad. I was hoping for an owner response. I hope we get some rectification.
Hi, Jordan. We recently installed new water refill stations on all concourses. They are located at the first set of restrooms past the TSA security checkpoint for each concourse. These locations were selected because every passenger passes these spots, regardless of their departure gate location. 3 weeks ago, we also installed receptacles where liquids may be dumped prior to the TSA checkpoint, encouraging travelers to save their containers for refilling at the new water refill stations on the other side of the TCA checkpoint. MKE Public Relations. If I didn't say so, he gave it a one star. But then, updated the review, response to the public relations team's comment. The checkpoint is a quarter mile from the last gate in the terminal. My initial comment holds true. Excluding one bubbler where there used to be 12 plus, and your team should post signage for folks so they know to walk back a quarter mile so they can refill in preparation for departure. It's clear this was an intentional and deliberate move to boost vending machine sale. I hope this comment, along with others I'm seeing posted, gets this criminal decision to be reversed and for the people to get their water back. Do that, and I'll delete this comment happily, as MKE Airport is awesome. Don't be Immortan Joe, quote, do not, my friends, become addicted to water. It will take hold of you, and you will resent its absence.
I got skin in this game, so I'm wary to take sides, because I was like, whoa, that's really terrible, but I was picturing a drinking fountain in my head that I've used at that airport almost every time I'm there. And I think It's the one they described as where the new bottle filler is.
Okay.
So it's if that's true, if I'm not mistaken, it's like, I think that's the best place for a water fountain.
You're set, yeah.
I don't think they should cut back on free water fountains. That sucks. There should be a nice little chug-a-lug option. We love the water fountains with the water bottle filler attachment at the top. That's good stuff, Maynard. So I don't know. Plus, like a... Are you quoting a Morton Joe? Are you saying they're like a Morton Joe?
That's what I'm so confused about.
That's where the crux of it is for you, huh?
Just the invocation of Immortan Joe is strange enough. But yeah, I don't... He's saying, don't be Immortan Joe. And Joe is saying, don't become addicted to water. You'll resent its absence. Mm-hmm. Is he telling the airport, don't be Immortan Joe? Is he telling all of us, don't be Immortan Joe?
It kind of sounded like he was telling all of us, but... He's the guy who stole the water and just dumped a little toilet splash on the city every afternoon, and that was it. While he chugged like his good, good milk.
Mm. I mean, if the airport instead put like sprays of fun, cool silver stuff that I can quench my thirst on instead.
Right. Yeah, this one feels like I need to investigate. This is got to do a review party on location.
All over the place, yeah.
And see for ourselves if this is really busted. If it is, if they did cut back on the water fountains, we hate it. But if they didn't that much, I think, I don't know. We like the new Philly Willy ones. And last time I was there, I didn't notice, but it's been since the big vid.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Water fountains are different these days.
Yeah. Yeah, they're no longer just, like, a big like, pillar in the park where you gotta, like, you gotta get your friend to open the valve on the other side for you. That's crazy.
Good days.
Good old days. Just give me a hose. Just give me a hose. No, that's not sanitary at all. I don't want a hose. I'm probably just buying a water bottle myself. Maybe I'm biased. I got a review.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we'll have too much to say about it, but it is a good review because it is from Yelp Japan.
Yata!
Yata. Say it from the rooftops, gamers. We got a Yelp Japan review for Ichiran Ramen Shibuya. This is that Instagram ramen place. It's got locations all over the world where you sit in the little booth and they open the little bamboo screen and just put the ramen in front of you. The solo only ramen experience. This is the place. This is the spot. Don't take it from me. Take it from John C. Elite 2022-2023.
What up?
A tiny, perpetually busy branch of the popular local ramen chain. There are about 21 seats inside, all individual booths, and it's open 24/7. It's in a basement venue leading off a major street just a block away from the famed Shibuya Scramble Crossing. You'll line up along the stairs and down the venue depending on how busy it is. Once you get in, you go to a vending machine, clearly marked in Japanese, English, Chinese, and Korean, prepay and select whatever you want. And you get a ticket from the machine and an additional menu from an extremely helpful English fluent attendant. At least we did the times of our visit. Where you can customize the richness of your soup, the level of spice, and the firmness of your noodles. Then, when a seat opens up, as indicated by an adorable status indicator along the wall that light up in blue, you'll be led to your individual booth where you present your ticket and customization form to the kitchen staff who interact with you through a screened window. It's all an ingenious, process-oriented way to maximize the amount of tiny space and ensure that everyone gets exactly what they want. It's so organized that there are even coat racks, tissue holders, toothpick dispensers high up on the walls behind you. The restaurant in the U.S. Restaurants in the U.S. could never match this level of efficiency. Oh, and most importantly, the ramen is extremely good. If you're from California and New York and are a bit miffed at the expensive ramen places popping up at home, these days prices go up to $30 per bowl. You'll be delighted to see how substantial, filling, and inexpensive ramen is at a real down-home places like this in Japan. 10 out of 10.
Wow.
5 stars, obviously.
Yeah, that sounds magical.
He does include a little picture of the vending machine where you put in your order and the ticket. I'll send it. I ordered at many such vending machines in Japan.
Oh, that just gives me a warm feeling just looking at it. Makes me want some good soup.
That thing? It does. The soup doesn't come out of there, but it might as well. Your ticket to Soup World comes out of that thing. I really liked the lack of... It opens it up, a restaurant with a vending machine opening. It's like, you can be as social as you want to in here. You can go in and only interact with a vending machine, silently hand the person your ticket, never talk, mind your business and get the hell out. Or you could say, what's up to everybody. You know what I mean? That's what it represents to me.
Choose your own.
Choose your own adventure at your ramen place. What could be better? Both in... And taste experience and sort of social experience.
Spice. Give me some spice, some richness, some bite to the noodles.
Oh, yeah. If you ain't hitting the all dent, if you ain't going all in on the all dent, don't get ramen. That's wild.
I will say, though, I think the United States had the automats for a while. You familiar with those things?
What are those?
They're like... the quote restaurants from like the 40s and 50s where you go in and there's just little windows with food items ready for you to go and put a nickel in and get your sandwich or your pie.
It's like a deli, but it's just doors. There's just doors exactly. To items.
I watched like half of a documentary that Mel Brooks did about your coffee. I don't know how the coffee came out so hot.
I think those have a bad image in the U.S. now because of the wheels of death that every single break room across America has, where it's just that vending machine that spins with the evil items inside. But those are big in Japan, actually. There's a lot of storefronts that operate, especially like prepackaged lunch places.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go in and it's just, yeah, like a self-service thing and some doors with some food in it.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, our culture has changed such that that fell out of fashion, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do often, like, these, going out to eat by yourself in Japan is the thing to do. It makes me really sad that, like, it's, people feel weird when they go out and eat by themselves here. Treat yourself. It's so nice to go out.
Yeah.
To eat, to go to a bar by yourself, to drink in that solitude in a situation, you know, just treat yourself.
The last place I did go for dinner by myself was a ramen place. It's just like, this is great. I've been there multiple times by myself. The first time I leaned over to the table. I'm like, hey, I know you're about to leave, but what did you get? What did you like it? And they're like, oh my God, let me tell you. And it was such a good experience. And then the other time, I don't need to talk to anybody. Just give me the spicy tofu.
Yeah, absolutely. Put it in front of me. I'm going to slurp it and go. You know, I got my own priorities to worry about. I'm a solo restaurant enjoyer. I got my own things to worry about. If I want to go get a drink, if I want to go get ice cream, I ain't got to ask nobody what they feel like. Yeah. It's me. I'm asking me and my tummy. But we know that you have your choice. In podcasts for your ears. I know you're always asking your ears what podcast you listen to. So thank you for choosing the ReviewParty.com podcast from the ReviewParty.com podcast family of one. And they're eating ramen by themselves. We got new episodes of this podcast every Tuesday. That's right. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. If you'd like to send in an silly, absurd, neat, cool, interesting review, please send an email with a hyperlink to the review to reviewparty.com@gmail.com and throw us your name so we can give you that hot credit.
You can also reach us on Instagram and TikTok at reviewparty.com and on the other one. You can find us on X at reviewpartypod. Yeah, it just feels like
God.
A stupid thing to say. But what's not stupid is reviewparty.com. What's that? That is our website. What's there? How about every single episode we've ever dropped? All the listening platforms, if you're tired of, if, I don't know, you listen on Stitcher and it's about to die and you need to find a new home.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can because it's happening.
It's happening.
Sorry, Stitcher listeners. Thanks for being here. Hope you find a new place.
Yeah, hope you enjoy your new home at Sirius XM Podcast or whatever the hell they're going to call it now.
Best of Godspeed to all of you. There's also the blog on the website. Reviews are written about in some way, shape, form every week. Like, for example, a business did a dum-dum, and now Yelp put up a warning on their page. What's that about? Oh, I don't know. Read the blog. This place gives you the good bonus when you write reviews. How do I do that? I don't read the blog.
Matt's probably going to do at least one funny meme edit per blog. Average. Maybe that's totally off, but the last meme edit from the last blog was so funny that it made me feel like that it... It was an oh shit, here we go again meme, and it made me feel, oh shit, here we go again with another funny meme from Matt.
It's great. Yeah, that's all I have.
That's it. Yeah. Hey, follow, subscribe, hit that button, whatever it is, wherever you are. It'll be a new button soon, listening is probably going to die soon. Everything's fleeting, especially in this dog-eat-dog capitalist internet environment. We're everyone's trying to make a quick buck, but no one actually cares about what they're making. Except us. That's why you should follow us and subscribe and that stuff. I don't know. We could sell for 5 million bucks. We'd probably sell the podcast. And then we'd just make a better one.
Yes.
ReviewParty.com would be the... And anyway, I got a review to finish us out. This one's from Steam as well. It is for the game Overwatch 2, which released on Steam as of today.
Ooh, boy.
Master Pusheen has 0.4 hours on record. Their review is simply a link to the Team Fortress 2 Steam page. Not recommended.
That's a useful review, though.